This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Six-pack time, and six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com. Terps know their draw, so it's time for the six-pack of biggest concerns facing the Terps. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put travel at six. I am going to feel like they learned from going out west earlier this year. They will be able to handle it better this time. Plus, it's much more important than when they were out in Seattle and Eugene, Oregon earlier this year. But I got travel at six.
I kind of focused on things that are endemic to them, so I left the draw and travel out. But I think those things are always imperative, and I think they got screwed. They got screwed there, but there's nothing they can do about that.
No.
The things I focused on are things hopefully they can improve on. I put this at six because I don't think it's as big of a deal in the tournament with as much time between games and with as much time to prepare. And frankly, with their starters not having to play a whole lot in the conference tournament, not as much as we thought because they only played two games and the starters didn't play that much in the first because they blew out Illinois. But it's the lack of bench scoring I put at six. They can get minutes from the bench, but if because of foul trouble they actually need scoring from the bench, that's a problem.
Number five.
I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't trust any backup point guard on this team. DHS, I don't know. I don't think who's going to – like, he's where the Cowboy used to be. I'll believe he's going to make a basket when I see it with my own eyes.
He can't finish.
He can't finish a layup right now, that poor kid. And I think Young, in a situation like this, season on the line, if he has to come in for more than a minute here or there, I don't trust anybody on this team on the ball. I mean, I might trust Queen, second most, to Gillespie. Like, that could turn out to be a big deal in a tournament setting. And I there's no backup point guard for me.
My five is, we've seen this happen numerous times. We saw it against Marquette. We've seen it in other big games. They get overhyped for a game, and then they come out, and they're sloppy as hell. And that is a concern, a legitimate concern for me for Friday, is they come out and they're throwing the ball all over the damn place and they get themselves behind because they're playing sloppy ball. So the ability to play clean basketball, that's at five for me.
Number four.
Coming off Michigan, effort on the glass. Like this was, Derek Queen was a master offensively. His effort on the glass was not good. Juju Reese, not good. And then the guards didn't help. And even Coach Willard said so after the game. The guards need to help with the boards. They need to have more concerted effort on the boards.
Yeah, I've got a couple things a little higher than you. My four is the slow, disjointed starts after extreme time off. Again, they're going to not play again for almost another week. Right, they last played on a Saturday afternoon. They're now going to play on a Friday. If they take care of business there, it's going to be 5 days off before they play Florida. We've seen them come out and have really disconnected, choppy offensive, no rhythm, guys not seeing the ball who had been hot. That's been an issue for them with the time off, and I hope it's not again.
Yeah, I'll go Jason Early. Got to have the bench in there, and it kind of goes right into your five. If Gillespie ended up picking up early fouls and you had to go to the backup
bench is coming.
All right. That's why we have a second half.
It's our six-pack of Terps concerns, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
I've got the offensive glass at three, and if you just look at the Terps' raw rebounding totals, like they're a good rebounding team, and like overall, because they've had a size mismatch in a lot of these games, or they face teams when they're down a big, which has happened several times, it's worked in their favor. But the Michigan State game, the Michigan game, the Washington game, like the Oregon game, there's been parts of, I mean, I'll go back to the Villanova. How many second chance chances was Villanova getting? Like, that's happened too often, and it's still a bugaboo because it just ended their season getting out-rebounded by 30 against a team that they should have been better than and more athletic than. That's, to me, got to be in the top half of this six-pack.
I know I have a couple a little different than you, but my three is that, hey, Florida's looming. Can they beat them? Sure, but the hottest team in the country just won the SEC tournament, which is the best conference in the country. Their reward if they get through the first weekend is Florida. That's concerning. I don't love that.
Number two.
Two is foul trouble and no depth. Like, they... Jordan Geronimo is giving them some decent minutes.
He's playing his ass off.
Yeah, but beyond that, they're getting nothing off the bench.
Kapari's not on a complete... like milk carton anymore.
No, he's there. He scored against Illinois, which was nice to see for the first time in forever. But yeah, if they have a guy get into foul trouble, who's picking up the slack?
Oh, it's bench scoring is they can get minutes. I don't know how much bench scoring they're getting. My two is they let lesser teams dictate tempo, flow, and pace too often. And it just happened again against Michigan. And this team needs to get their legs under them. They need to be willing to press. Some of it's on Willard, and I think he could turn up the defensive pressure earlier in some of these games than he has. Again, especially against teams that aren't as talented in the backcourt. I thought he could have started pressing Michigan, who turns it over all the time, earlier in that game before he did it out of desperation. And I think they tend to be a better offense when they are doing those things and creating turnovers, and they're able to you know, hit the transition threes. Like, if another team wants to walk it up the court and make it a half-court game, we got to try to do some things to mix that up and to make them play catch-up with us, because that can be a recipe for disaster in these one-and-dones.
Number one.
I mean, close and late has got to be better. It hasn't been better. The other team's point guard can't be better than our point guard in a two-point game with 90 seconds to play. And, you know, at a certain point, it becomes, like, not a quirk or not a one-off. It becomes part of your brand. And, I mean, the Northwestern game, what almost happened in Nebraska at home, the Ohio State game, the Michigan State game at home, now this Michigan game, like, yeah, they're not good winning close games.
Their last four losses have been at the buzzer. Can they win a close game? Shout out Mike Elias. Are the basketball gods going to be in their favor in this NCAA tournament? Because quite frankly, in their last four losses, when they have a chance, they get it ripped out of their hearts.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
You like basketball gods?
I think basketball gods, that put you over the top. Yes. But no, I think those are my one and two. It'd be the late and close situations, which we'll get into more during TMI. But the foul try, it can happen at any time. We know Julian's history at Selden Miguel. It happened with him early against Michigan State. If Gillespie did, going to your five, that's a big concern.
Yeah, if Gillespie has a game, what was the game? Was it Washington?
Washington. I think Washington.
If he has a game like that in the tournament, they could lose Friday.
Yeah.
If he has a game like Saturday on Friday, they could lose.
I didn't think he was terrible. He had 10 points, 9 assists. Like, I didn't think he was terrible.
I didn't think he was terrible, but the other team's point guard was a lot better than him in the last couple
minutes
of that
game. He hit big shots. He hit big shots. That's for damn sure. Coming up now, by the way, Maryland plays Grand Canyon on Friday. Pregame coverage 3:30. Tip at 4:30. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. And we know where Maryland is, and that's because we know the entire bracket. Time for some one shining moment. We take our first look at this bracket. Who do we like? What upsets are we looking at? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.